audio cue right there.
Audio cue. Paul.
Yes, you go.
All right, let's start, Matt. Let's go. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on.
Hello. Another Vine Edition coming at you. We've got a special guest, Paul.
Paul Clara.
Paul Clara. He's got some great insights. So we want to talk about the Bank of Canada recently announced a rate hike of 0.25%, possibly the last one, and we just want to talk about that. So let's get into it. Paul, start with you. 0.25%. Did you expect that? How do you feel? What do you tell your clients?
Yeah, I did expect that. I think most people were actually expecting a higher increase of 0.50, so it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. The sentiment is that this could be the last of the increases, so that's good news. I think there was a positive outcome in this announcement that this is looks like it's the last one, and we could be seeing decreases by the end of the year.
It's good insight, man. You know, I agree with you. I think a lot of people are looking at this and saying, hey, this will probably be the last increase before the year end. You know, what I find is there's a lot of pent-up demand sitting in the sidelines. People are just waiting. Like we're seeing it right now in our book of business. We're seeing a ton of pre-approvals coming in. The roster of people that are just sitting in the sidelines waiting for the bottom of the market with regards to price values, I think is getting quite intense. And I'm pretty confident there won't be another rate cut. And when they don't increase rates, I think this might be the bottom of the real estate values. And we might see the beginning of the resurgence of the market. What do you think, Hugo?
And you know what? I think we've been pretty consistent with our messaging, and you can refer to any of the other videos we've done.
Don't time the market.
Yeah, don't. In that, you know, we're a national team. We have over 60 agents. We're across the country. And as an organization, we're seeing a lot more upticks in people wanting to be ready to buy. And the conversations I know I'm having are no longer, I don't know if the rate's going to go to 10 or 12% or higher, so I'm going to wait it out. Now it's like, should I get in now? Let's start sending you the info. So the conversation shifted. There's way more confidence. And I think people are working off of this new rate. If the rate is now floating in the 6% range, people can budget around that versus the uncertainty of, will it go to 10? Can I afford this in 6 months? I think the expectation is if I can afford this now, I should be able to afford it in 12 months when the rates start to come down again. So
yeah, and I think the strategy here is going to be quite simple, right? Get into a 1 or 2 year term, you know, unless you can get a really good variable right now with a great deep discount. And basically come up for maturity in 2024 when rates are going to start coming down. You know, like TD came out and said that they expect as much as 200 basis points, a 2% decrease on the overnight bank rate, you know, in 2024. That's huge. That brings us back to like what would be the 2.75. That's remarkable, man. Think about that.
It'll be under 5 by next year, yeah. I mean, the average economist is predicting a 1% drop by next year. TD is probably a little bit more aggressive.
TD is more aggressive.
But let's just say 1%. If all we saw was a 1% drop by next year, the average rate would be under, you know, would be in the low 5s, maybe even under 5%. For anyone who wrote out those variable rates that they're sitting on and they're, you know, they've been stressing out the last 11 months seeing their payment go up so much, if you didn't write that out, you know,
you get to write it back down, baby.
You get to write it, exactly. You get to write it back down. And if you did it, if you were able to hold on and you didn't lock in for those very tempting 4 or 5 year terms, which sound very attractive when you're seeing rates at 6%, if you wrote it out, you're going to see massive value over the next couple of years when rates come back down. And you have an opportunity to make those changes if you want to. So
I think you
want to
become maturity in 2024, 2025. Those are the, that's when you want to be converting your mortgage back again into a variable mortgage. Paul, what do you think, man? What are your realtors telling you about the marketplace? Are they seeing a bit of a different tone? Or are they just seeing more activity?
I think my realtors are telling me that the bottom is here now, and clients are starting to understand that it's time to jump on these prices because rates will be coming down in about a year's time. So if you don't jump in on now in the market now in the next month or 2 months, you're probably going to start to see the prices start to uptick and start to see the rates come down. And the window is very short. If we don't jump in now, it'll be too late.
Yeah, because here's the reality. You know, with all this pent-up demand, you know, and limited inventory, you know, yes, inventory will pick up again as prices are stabilizing, but it'll still be limited. You're going to see prices jump back up again real quickly. And I think the reality is when you do the math, you know, if you pay an extra $100,000 for that house, guess what? You're going to have to pay that off over the next 25, 30 years. But if you could pay $100,000 less at a higher rate, that rate's going to come down, you're going to avoid it having to pay that extra $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what do we say, right? It's you know,
marry the home. Yeah. I mean, one thing that I thought was really interesting is the Bank of Canada, when they made their announcement, they said that they forecasted inflation, which is, I think, 6.3%, to be at 3% by the summer, fall of this year alone, which is a massive drop in inflation. You know, so I think that's going to further, you know, sort of push rates down towards the end of the year, or early next year, if we can get inflation a little bit more under control, and give a lot more confidence to buyers, to the market. I mean, the market itself is already pricing a rate drop after that announcement.
Well, look at the bond market, right? You know, Bank of Canada has been increasing rates and the bond yields have been dropping. So the bond market has already been saying, you know, with the policy, we already hit the bottom. As far as the bond market is concerned, we're at the tail end, we're done with the rate increases, and the market's changed over because the bond market is kind of projecting outward, just like any, like the stock market does the same thing. Right? So
where we have seen the biggest drops in rates are on the five-year terms. The 5-year fixed rates have had massive drops. And I would say to anybody, you know, who's watching, you know, as attractive as those 5-year rates look today,
don't do it.
Given where we're at, unless you're in a circumstance where you just need the peace of mind, or you're in a fixed income, or you just need that, you know, certainty, for most people, I don't think I'd recommend a 5-year fixed rate and locking it in, as enticing as it looks today, because you'll not only regret it in the next 2 years when rates come down, but you'll also be limited with getting out of that mortgage, because when rates go down, your penalty is going to be significant to try to get
up.
Out of it. It's going to be massive.
It's an inverse reaction, right? Rates go down, penalty goes up. Right?
So Dave, you've been doing this for a long time. What's the biggest penalty, or between both of you, you've been doing longer than I have. What's the biggest penalty you've ever seen? Because I think the biggest one I've seen was a $45,000 penalty.
30, 40 grand, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah. It's back when the credit
crisis. I guess the mortgages were smaller, too.
Oh, when the credit crisis was
5%,
we were,
right?
You know, people keep saying, like, oh, variable mortgages, you know, they're always 3 months interest. The reality is some mortgages are not. I remember back in the credit crisis hit, the variable mortgage rate invert. You were negative 100 basis points, 110 basis points, went to plus 100 basis points one night, just overnight. And we saw people walk in from a 3 months interest penalty, like $3,000-$4,000, all of a sudden it was $27,000 overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's you know, I've been doing this for 200 years. So.
200.
For quite a while.
It feels that way.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels that way.
This whole thing with video technology is super new for Dave, so we're trying to coach him through it.
With that little white box in there that we can see ourselves,
yeah,
as a video?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a mirror.
All 15 people in the world will see this video.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a year of opportunity if you time yourself right. But don't try to overcomplicate your life. If you're able to close and acquire today, a good piece of real estate, saving the value. Act now, go tomorrow.
We're still recording.
I don't know if the last 10 seconds we recorded.
The clock's still
going. Okay, it's still going.
Oh, we're gonna do a little edit here.
We're gonna edit this whole part.
Somebody's been calling me lately. My phone's going off the hook here, so I think I need to move on. All right, see you guys later.
Anything else? No. Thank you guys.
We're good.
See ya.